And we will begin on Daf Kuf Beis, on the Beis, two lines from the wide lines. Amar Rava, Hai Dinam Rav Elezer of Shimon Gemarina. I learned the following halacha from Elezer of Shimon, Damar Beis Akisei, that he said it in the Beis Akisei. And the Gemara in Mitzvashem will ask the question, how could they have possibly learned the halacha in the Beis Akisei? Danta, we can make the following analysis. But Tfilyoyim, as we learned in our Mishnah, the Tfilyoyim is not entitled. The Tfilyoyim is a person who was tamei and had to go to the mikvah, and he went to the mikvah, but he didn't have hair of shemesh yet. And as we learned in the Mishnah, he is an individual who's not entitled to eat, get a shear of the kabbonis. Says the Tfilyoyim that even though I may be unable at this time to eat the kabbonis, I should deserve a share of the Karin Mincha. And of course, as the Mefarsha point out, he wouldn't be entitled to touch or eat from that Karin Mincha until he had Harif Shemesh. But what he wants is to get a share of the carbon so that when tonight comes, he should be able to eat of it. Amaloi. So the Tal Kayin says to Tfilyon, in a place that we find that you have a stronger position, which situation is that? Because even though, as we have learned, the Kohanim were divided into different Mishmairis, and those Mishmairis were divided into different Dotei Av, every week a different Mishmar served in the Beis HaMikdash, and each one of the 6 days of the week, different Dotei Av of that Mishmar served in the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha still remains that a kohen, who, if he's not part of that mishmar, certainly cannot bring the carbon. The halacha is that if he brings his own carbon chatas, even if it's not his mishmar nor his base av, he can bring his own carbon at any time and get the share that belongs to the kohen of that carbon. So he makes the following point, the tefillah. The Tar Kohen makes the following point. If where you have a stronger position, regarding your Karban Chatos, that you could bring your own Karban Chatos whenever you want, the Chisicha, me, Chatos Yisrael, you don't get a share of the Karban Chatos that Yisrael brings. So Mokom Shur Kachacha, in a place where your position is weaker, B'Minchoscha, for the halacha is that whereas when a Yisrael brings the Karban Mincha, a koyment of that Karban Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest of the Karban is divided amongst the Kohanim. A koyin, when he brings the Karban Mincha, the entire Karban Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach. And it then, certainly, Shadichacha and Minchas Yisrael, that you should not get a shear of this Karban Mincha. To which the Tfilyoyim responds, Uma im dechisani mechatis Yisrael, if you've had the ability to push me away from any shear in the Chatis Yisrael, because Kishem Shiyupa Koichi, even though I have a strong position, I, a Koyin, have a strong position regarding a Karban Chatis, Kayin Yupa Koichacha, so too is your position a strong position. Tadichayim Mincha, should you have the ability to push me away from even getting a shear of the Karban Mincha, that Shem Shuru Koichi, indeed, I have a weaker position regarding Karban Mincha, given that I am a Kohen. However, Kach Chura Kachacha, so too do you have a weaker position. And therefore, since you have a weaker position, that's why I should be entitled to shear in the Karban Mincha, even though I'm a Tfilyoyim. So now the Torah Kohen cannot have pushed him away, so to speak, with logic. So he quotes a pasuk. Haruayo Omer, the pasuk says, L'Kohen Hamakriv Oisoi Loisiya. The pasuk regarding the Karban Mincha says, L'Kohen Hamakriv, the Kohen who's Makriv the Kohen, Bo Hakrev HaKohel. You come and be Makriv the Karban. And since, as we've learned, a Tfilyoyim cannot do the krov of a carbon. Since he can't do that krov of a carbon, that's why he's not entitled to a share. So now they begin a dialogue regarding carbon chattis. And again, he says, "Tenli mechattis yisrael v'aychel. Give me a share of a carbon chattis that I should get a share of it to eat when I am able to." Amoy, to which the Torah Kohen says to him, "Oma b'mokim shura kaychi. If where I have a weaker position, b'minchasi regarding the carbon mincha." For we've been learning, as we just explained, that the Kohen's position in the carbon mincha is quite weak, given that the Kohen, when he brings a carbon mincha, his own carbon mincha, that entire carbon is burned. Still, as we just finished proving, you won't get a share of the carbon minchas Yisrael. So certainly, in a place where I have a strong position, regarding my carbon chatos, since I, when I bring a carbon chatos, even if it's not my mishmar, and even if it's not my base av, I'm entitled to bring the carbon chatos. And then, certainly, since I have such a strong position regarding carbon chatos, shadichacha, so I have the ability to push you away mechatos Yisrael from getting any share of the chatos Yisrael. Amaloi, to which the Tzul Yoyim responds, Oma'im shadichisani mechatos Yisrael. Yes, you've been able to exclude me for any portion of the mechatos Yisrael, because shem shekura kachacha, just like you have a weak position, you're a kohen, kachura kachi, so too do I have a weak position, for I too am a kohen. However, titichani b'chatos Yisrael, you should not have the ability to exclude me from getting any share of the carbon chatos, shein yupekachacha, because just like you argued that you have a strong position by carbon chatos, given that you're a kohen, and you can be marked with your carbon chatos whenever you want, so too do I have a strong position as I am a kohen. And therefore, based on logic, we can't come to a resolution if a tefil yoyim is entitled to a share of the carbon chatos. Rather, says the Torah kohen, harei u'oyimah, the pasuk says, ha'kohen ha'machata o'sa yechlena, the kohen who does the zrikas adam is the kohen who's entitled to a share of the carbon chatos. Let's see if you could do the Zrikas Adam. And since the halacha is that a kohen who is a tefil yoyim may not do the Zrikas Adam, and therefore you are not entitled to a share. And the reason why, explained the Mefarshim, as we've learned previously, the kohen who does the Zrikas Adam is called the kohen hamechate, because since the purpose of bringing a carbon is to have the chet, is to have the avera removed, and the Avera, as we know, the Kapara comes during the Zrikas Adam. So that's why the Kohen who does the Zrikas Adam is called Kohen Hamechate, the Kohen who takes away the Avera. Amalei, so the Tefil Yoyim persists in trying to get at least something. And he says, Ten li mechaz v'shoit v'aychol. The halach is that by carbon shlomen, the carbon is eaten by its owner, but the chaz v'shoit go to the kahanim. And here too, the kohen that's a tefil yoyim says that I should get a share of the chaz v'shoit that's brought from that carbon. Amalai, to which the Torah kohen says to him, Oma b'mokim shupa kachacha. If in a place where you have a strong position, b'chatoscha, that here it means different than I meant earlier. By the carbon chatos, you have a stronger position, because all of the meat of a carbon chatos is eaten strictly by kahanim. By the kahanim, tichisicha mechatos Yisrael, still, as we learned earlier, you're not entitled to a portion of that carbon chatos. So certainly, makim shuhura kachacha. So certainly, in a place where you have a weaker position, b'shlamim, regarding carbon shlamim, that you don't get all of the meat of the carbon. Rather, you only get she'en lebehen el chaz v'shoik. You're only entitled to the chaz v'shoik of the carbon. And then, certainly, shadichacha, I should have the ability to get you excluded from getting a share. To which the Tefil Yoyim says to him, Ma'im dichisani mechatos. If you have so been able to accomplish by a kar mechatos, shekein hura koichri eitzel noshev avadai. The Torah says, kol zocher yoichal oisoi, that a kar mechatos may only be eaten by male kohanim. So since by kar mechatos I have this weakness that only I may eat of the carbon, not my family members, maybe that's only by the carbon chatas. However, to the cheni, should you be able to push me away from the chaz of a shoy, shekein yupakoyche etzel nasha avodai, just like there's a special leniency that when the kohen gets his share of the chaz of a shoy, he gets all of it, he gets, that not only may he eat it, but even his family members may eat it, since he has this special dispensation that all of his family members may eat it, maybe that goes further to say that he is going to be entitled to get a share of the chaz of Ishoi, even when he is a tefil yoim. Harei oimer. So therefore we have another pasuk, the pasuk that speaks about the carbon shlomim. L'koin hazorik is dam ha-shlomim lo yiyah. The Torah says the one who does the zrika will get, is entitled to a share of dam ha-shlomim. It says then boz roit v'chorech, come eat of it. You haven't eaten, you haven't been able to eat of it, and since you haven't been able to eat from it, that's why you're not you're not able to do the zrika stam. Since you're not able to do the zrika stam, that's why you're not entitled to any of the. That's why you're not entitled to any of the meat. Yot tefil yoyim, so the tefil yoyim leaves kal v'chamor of al roishay with its kal v'chamors on his head. There are actually two ways that the rishonim understand what it means that his kal v'chamors are on his head. Some explain that all of his kal v'chamors have been refuted. Others say that the kal v'chamors, if we look at them simply based on logic, may be good kal v'chamors. But rather what happened over here is that the pasuk, the Gemara has quoted specific psukim to teach us that the tefil yoyim is not entitled, and therefore his kal v'chamors won't help him. Oinin, the halacha is that an oinin also, as we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of this parak, is not entitled to a share of the kabbonis, just like a tefil yoyim. So oinin miyaminoi, the oinin is also to the right side of the tefil yoyim, treated like the tefil yoyim, that he won't get a share in the kabbonis. And chusuk pura, the one that has to bring a carbon, is mismoilis to the left side, also not entitled to get a share of kabbonis. I saw the mefarshim explain that what does the Gemara mean by positioning these three disqualified individuals, these three individuals who do not, although they are kohanim, are not entitled to get a share of the kabbonis. Why are they in these positions? The tefil yoyim in the middle, the oinon on the right, and the mechusuk purim on the left, is because we look at it as strength of claims. We know that the person standing in the middle or sitting in the middle is always in the most prestigious position. The tefil yoyim has the strongest claim to a share of the kabbonis because he already is completely done everything he has to do. All he needs to do is wait for Harav Shemesh. The oinon is also going to be able to eat by the time night comes. The mechusuk purim, but unlike the tefil yoyim, who already went to the mikvah and therefore is somewhat tahor, the oinon during the day is a full-fledged oinon. So in fact, although at night they'll both be allowed to eat kabbonis, during the day the tefil yoyim, given that he's already tahor, because somewhat tahor, because he went to the mikvah, is in a stronger position than the oinon, who during the day is still a full-fledged oinon. The mechusuk purim, however, is the weakest of the three, because night alone won't help him, because he needs to bring a carbon, mechusuk purim, he needs to bring his kabbonis in order to be able to eat and get his share of kabbonis. That's why the Gemara positioned them exactly in this fowl. In this way, says the Gemara, Paruch Rav Achai. So Rav Achai asked the question, Leimalei, let the tefil yoyim say to the regular kohen, Ten leim v'chor v'oifel, give me a shear of the Bechor. And as the Rishon framed this Gemara, the Bechor is different than all the other Kabbalists that have been mentioned. Because whereas by all the other Kabbalists, those Kabbalists are brought by the people of that Mishmer and the people and the person of that base Av, the Bechor is given by the owner of the Bechor to any Kohen he so chooses, and it becomes the property of the Kohen. And therefore, the Tfilyoim is arguing that he should be allowed to receive a Bechor even though he is a Tfilyoim. And the Tar, the Kohen who's Tar, is disagreeing with him. So again, Lemalei, let the Tfilyoim be able to say to a Tar Kohen, tell him Bechor Va'oichel, I should be entitled to eat of a regular, I should be entitled to get a Bechor. Mishum Da'amalei. Because he can make the following argument. If in a place where my position is weakened, the chatas, etzel, nosheva vodai, the recurring kam chatas, as we learned, only I may eat it, not my family. The chesicha, mechatas Yisrael, I could push you away from the chatas Yisrael. Mukam, shiupa kaichi, vichar, the kula delehi, so in a place where my position, in your my position, says the Torah Koyin, is stronger because the entire Bechor becomes the property of the Koyin. Ain't a din. Certainly, if in a weaker, in a place where I'm weaker, where only I can eat of the carbon, the karmichatos, which only I may eat of, not my family members, we've learned I could exclude you from getting a shear. So certainly by Bechor, where all of it belongs to me, it's considered my full-fledged property. Ein adin, says the Torah Koyin to the Tfilyoyin, Shadi Chachamimenu, I should be able to exclude you. So, the Tfilyoyin says, Uma im dechisani mechatos, if you've been able to exclude me from the Kar mechatos, because Shem Shuhur Kachacha, where you have a weak position, that only you may eat of it, not your family members. Hach hurakaychi. So too do I have a weak position. Tadichenu b'char. Should that give you the ability to exclude me from getting the b'char? Shem shiupekachacha. Just like you have a strong position regarding b'char. Hach yupekaychi. So too do I have a strong position regarding the b'char. Harei Weimer says the Torah Koyin. The pasuk says, as Don Tizrak on his bear, the Schelbam Tatam, the Besarm Yilcha, Boz Reutlacha. The same issue. Go do the Zrika. Since you can't do the Zrika, you're not entitled to it. Vida. And Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, who didn't speak about a Bechor, Parach. Why didn't he say the same halacha by Bechor? Because he says, Miksev, does the Pasuk say, Ubisarim Lakayin Hazarik? Ubisarim Yil Chatsiv. The Pasuk doesn't say that it has to be specifically to Kayin who could do the Zrika Sadam. Ubisarim Yilcha, the meat should belong to you. I feel Kayin Acher, even if you are not the Kayin who did the Zrika Sadam. There's actually an interesting Machloikas Achroinim, how to understand Rav Elazar of Shimon's position. Are we to understand that Rav Elazar of Shimon disagrees with Rav Achai? And according to Rav Achai, the Tfilyoyim doesn't get a bechor. And Rav Elazar of Shimon will disagree because he doesn't agree with the way he learned the pasuk. Or is the way to understand the Gemara is that Rav Elazar of Shimon saying to Rav Achai that the way you learned the pasuk, I find difficult to accept to learn the pasuk that way. But that's only a machloikis and how to understand the pasuk. In halacha, in din, there's no disagreement, and they both will agree that the tfilyoyim doesn't get a bechor. Ask the Gemara, but as we began this entire sugya, the Gemara said that this happened, the Rebbe Elazar of Shimon discussed this in the Beis HaKisei. Ask the Gemara, Ve'echi Avi Hachi, how could he have this conversation in the Beis HaKisei? Von Rabbi Bechana on Rabbi Yochanan, the Kamokam Mutal Harer, chutzni merkatz beis akisei. You're not allowed to think about the retire and the merkatz on the beis akisei. So how could he have this conversation beis akisei? Answers the Gemara on Shani. He didn't do it voluntarily. He thought about it without, not voluntarily. And there are three pshatim in the Mefarshim how to understand La'ayin Tzushani. The simplest pshat is that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon was sitting in the Beis HaKisei and he could not control himself. He could not control himself from thinking about Divrei Torah. So he thought about these various halakas that we've just discussed in the Beis HaKisei. And when he came out from the Beis HaKisei, he repeated them in the Beis HaMedrash. But another pshat is a very interesting pshat that the Drisha explains. The Drisha says that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon actually said these halachas in the Beis HaKisei. He could not control himself from saying the Divrei Torah, and he said them in the Beis HaKisei. Which the Sfas Emes finds this pshat very difficult to understand. For he says, although we can understand how someone could have a difficulty or can't control what he thinks, but you certainly can control what you say. So why did he say these things in the Beis HaKisei? He should have just not controlled himself from not saying them. So before we quote the pshat that the Sfas Emes says, Mefarshim tried to defend the Drisha based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that even though the halacha is that one may not think the Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei, and certainly one may not say Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei, but if a person sees that Chas V'Shalom is having improper thoughts, and the only way to control himself, to prevent those thoughts, is by thinking or saying Divrei Torah, he may. And that perhaps was the reason he was allowed to say Divrei Torah. The Sfas Emes has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. He says, as we began the piece of Gemara that we learned, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said this. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon certainly did not say these halachas in the Beis HaKisei. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon was outside of the shul, and Rava was in the Beis HaKisei. But the Beis HaKisei was situated in such a way that somebody sitting in the Beis HaKisei, which was right next to the shul, would hear, right next to the Beis Medrash, would hear the shir that was said in the Beis HaMedrash. And that's what happened. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said the shir in the Beis HaMedrash. Rava was in the Beis HaKisei, and the walls were thin, and you could hear right through the walls, and that's how he heard what was said in the Beis HaMedrash, La'ayntzai, against his will. Says the Mishnah, Kol shloi zocham mezbeach v'b'sara. In any situation where the mezbeach does not get the meat of the carbon oil, now, what is that the panim aren't entitled to a share of the hide of that carbon oil? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, oilus ish, oilish also ish. Only an oil that will be valid for the person. Such an oil do the kahanim get the hide; otherwise, they do not. Ask the brisker of why should they get the hide if the carbon wasn't a valid carbon? So the brisker of answers that we would have thought that the or of every carbon oila belongs to the Kohanim as one of the Matnas Kahuna, and therefore even in a situation where it wasn't a valid carbon, the or should go to the Kohanim. That's why the Torah teaches us not so. Furthermore, teaches us the Mishnah, oila shenishkata shalai lishma, the carbon oila was brought shalai lishma, even though as we learned in the first Mishnah of Amasechta, alpi shalai os lebalu, that the owners do not get credit for this carbon, Oyel Kahanim, the R does go to the Kahanim. Continues the Mishnah, Echad Oyelus Ish, Echad Oyelus Isha, whether it's an oil brought by a man or a woman, Oyel Sehem Le Kahanim, the R goes to the Kahanim. Continues the Mishnah, Oyelus Kachin Kalim, and when Kachin Kalim, like carbon Shlomo brought, the R of those carbonas go Lebalim, Oyelus Kachin Kachim, the R of the Kachin Kachim go to the Kohanim. Though we can make, says the Mishnah, we make the following Kavachayma. Uma im oila shloi zocha v'b'sara. If by carbon oila, where the Kohen doesn't get a shear of the meat, all of the meat is burnt on the Mizbeach, zocha v'ayra, they get the meat, they get the or, kachi kachim, that certainly when it comes to the kachi kachim, shezachu v'psara, where they're entitled to get a share of the meat, and a din, she yisku v'aray, certainly they get a share of the or. And ein mizbeach yechiyach, we can't make an argument that the fact that the mizbeach gets the oiler's meat, yet it doesn't get the hide, that we should see that the two things, shouldn't that be a raya, that the or and basar don't travel together, and therefore just because the kahanim get a shear of the meat of the kachi kachim, that shouldn't be a compelling reason they should get from the or of the kachi kachim, because we can't bring a raya from the mizbeach, says the Mishnah, she'ein loy or b'kamakim, because mizbeach never gets any or. And since the Mizbeach never gets any or, therefore, we don't use the Mizbeach as a raya anyway. Tanrabon says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Oilus Ish, Prat Oilus Hegdish. To exclude the Oilus Hegdish, that they don't get a share, that the Kohanim don't get the or from. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimer, Prat Oilus Gevur. And the Gemara is going to explain each one of these halachas. Ask the Gemara, what was meant by Rabbi Yehuda when he said Prat Oilus Hegdish, to exclude the Oilus Hegdish, the day the Kohanim do not get a share of the or? Says the Gemara, Om Rav Chiba Yosef, Prat L'Oil Abomin Amosis. We know that the Aloch is by a Karban Osham, that let's say someone designated a Karban Osham, and then they can't bring that Karban. For example, the owner passed away before the Karban was brought. Or, let's say a Karban Asham was designated, an animal was designated for Karban Asham, and then it was lost, and another animal was brought, and the first animal then found. Those are considered situations a Moshris of Karban Asham. And although there is a Halakhal Moshris of Sinai, then under the circumstances I just mentioned, those animals, Lemisa Azli, are left to die. By a Karban Asham, the halacha is Yiruach Yistav, they're left until they become blemished, and they're sold, and the proceeds from selling those animals are used for Oilois Ketz HaMizbeach. Oilois Ketz HaMizbeach are when the Mizbeach, when there were no other Kabbonis brought on the Mizbeach, they brought Oilois Ketz HaMizbeach, that the Mizbeach should never be empty. And the Gemara is teaching us that those Kabbonis Oilois are considered not the carbon oiler of an individual, but rather the carbon oiler of the Hegdish. Proof being that the owner, the original owner of the carbon asham, is not the one that would do smicha on this carbon oiler, nor would he be responsible to pay for the nesachim that come along with this carbon oiler. And therefore, says the Gemara, that by these carbon oilers, this hide, the or of this carbon oiler, do not go to the Kohanim, rather what is done with those hides, they're sold to buy animals, that those animals will be used for Oilos Ketz HaMizbeach, and the cycle so continues. Ask the Gemara, before we go further, however, ask Tosfos, if that's the din, that given that this is not considered the oiler of an individual, but rather the oiler of Hegdish, and the Torah is teaching us that the oiler of Hegdish, the or, doesn't go to the Kohanim, so why didn't the Gemara just give an easier, a simpler example? We know that every day, for example, the first carbon that was brought every day was the carbon tamid. It was an oiler that was brought by the tzibur. So why don't we say that that carbon, the or, doesn't go to the Kohanim? Answers Tosfos, that this halacha, that the or of a carbon tzibur doesn't go to the Kohen, was strictly said, says Tosfos, in a situation where it was originally oilus ish, it belonged to an individual, and then afterwards, as the example that we explained, it's no longer able to be given to the Mizbeach, it's no longer used for that individual, it's used for Hegdish. But in a case like the carbon tumah that we just gave. That it was always, from its original designation, it was always a carbon seber. There the halacha will remain that the or of that carbon oila, even though it's the or of a carbon seber, goes to the kohen. Ask the Gemara, Hanicha, this explanation is understandable. Lamanda Omar, Maestris Lanivisibra Asli. That the mice of the carbon asham indeed is used for carbon seber. However, asked the Gemara, El Lamanda Omar, Maestris Lanivis Yachad Asli, according to the opinion that even the mice of the carbon asham is considered the carbon of the individual who brought the carbon asham, so it isn't a carbon seber. So we're back to where we started, Ma'ikla Maimer, when we started the Gemara, Oilus Ish, V'loi Oilus Hegdish, what does Oilus Hegdish mean? Answers, the Gemara could Amar Rava. Rava says, the Pasuk says, Ha'oila, Ha'oila Rishayna, Ha'chanami, Oila Rishayna, the Pasuk is teaching us that even if this carbon Oila is considered the Oila of the individual who originally designated this animal of a carbon asham, still, since the animal, since the carbon wasn't originally designated as a carbon oila, rather it was originally designated as a carbon asham, and then because of the circumstances, it was transformed into a carbon oila, that is not the carbon oila to which the Torah gives the Kohanim a right to receive the Or. So that's one pshat. Rav Avya Amar Rav Yani, a different pshat. What does Prat L'Oilus Hegdish mean? Prat L'Matzus Oilu Bedek Abayis. As we know, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were essentially two ways you could be Magdi something. One was Kedush Saguf, that you Magdish a carb, an animal to be brought as a carbon. And the other circumstances is, the other circumstance is Kedushus Bedek Abayis, where the Bedek Abayis was the fund that was used to, for the administration of the Beis HaMikdash, and somebody brought, was makdish an animal for Bedek Abayis. Now the halach is going to be, as we'll see clearly in our Gemara, that an animal that is hegdish and is usable on the Mizbeach has to be brought on the Mizbeach. But the question is, can there be a Kedushas Bedek Abayis on an animal? Says the Gemara, certainly according to the man, the Omer, that can be Kedushas Bedek Abayis on the animal. So this animal that's being brought is not being brought from an individual, rather it's being brought as Bedek Abayis as carbon. So the halacha that the Or goes to the Kohanim does not apply when the carbon is being brought, so to speak, from the Bedek Abayis. Ella, afil man da omer, loy tafsi, even according to the man da omer that says that there is no such a situation, and it is impossible that Bedek Abayis is bringing a carbon. Hani mili, that was said strictly regarding the basa. Aval or, the or, tafis, will have on it a kedushas Bedek Abayis. It's considered the property of the Bedek Abayis, and therefore the halach that it should go to the Kohanim doesn't apply. However, as the Achroinim point out, and we'll use this concept later in the shiur again, we have an inherent problem here. When the person was magdish this animal for the Bedek Abayis, and that the Or will eventually become the belong to the Bedek Abayis, it was a davar shloi ba'ala oilam, because the Or was not yet feasible to be given to Bedek Abayis until after the processing of this carbon on the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Chiddush, according to this Gemara at this point, is that still that Or, that Kedusha, even though it wasn't effective at the moment of designation, can be effective later, and there won't be an issue of Dovah Shalab Al-Oil. Goes back to the Gemara, to our first interpretation of Prat L'Oilas Hegdish, the Ken Amar Rav Nachman Aram Bavua, Prat L'Oilah Habomen HaMaisris. That it's coming to exclude that the oiler that's brought from the Maisris, that the Or of that oiler do not go to the Kohen. Amalei Rav Hamnun Rav Nachman Kaman. According to whom do you want to say this explanation? Rav Yehuda. It was Rav Yehuda's opinion that the Or of such Karbonos do not go to the Kohen. Ask the Gemara. But even Rabbi Yehuda himself, Hahadabay, retracted from that position. The Tanya, the Mishnah, the Braisa, referring to the different pushkas, the different boxes that were in the Beis Hamikdash, that were marked that money should be put in them for different purposes, for the Shkolim, for the Kinim, for different purposes. Says the Braisa, there was Shisha, there were six boxes l'nadava, and la'ola habam and amaisus. Pshat is as follows. Somebody owes, somebody has to bring a carbon chatos, somebody has to bring a carbon shlomim, and he designates money for that purpose, and then he comes and buys an animal, and he designated more money than the animal actual costed him, so he has to put that money into these different boxes. And the Mefarshim explained why were there so many boxes for this purpose. Going back to what we discussed at the beginning of our shir, there were six batei av every week. So the person had a right to choose which base av will the base av will be the one that will bring these carbon oils. La'ola habam and ha'maisras. So this maisa money were put into these pushkas, and they were bought, the carbon oils, ketzim mizbeach, were bought from them. Shlo yehei kohan zarkoim ba'ora. And the kohanim don't get a share of those oils. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's how the Gemara began. That is the R that doesn't go to the Kahanim. Amalei Rabbi Nechemya. So Rabbi Nechemya v'amalei Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Shimon say to Rabbi Yehuda, Im kein, if what you're saying is correct, b'talto medrasha sheyod ha'koin. You've nullified what Yehuda ha'koin taught us. The Tan, zem mepish dar sheyod ha'koin, asham hu, asham, asham l'shem, Kol Shabam Mushim Chatos Umishim Asham. Any time a carbon is brought that the money was originally designated to be used for carbon chatos, for carbon asham, and then for whatever reason, as we explained, the money is not being used for that purpose, Yokach by Oilus, they should buy Oilus with that remaining money, and the money, and that, watch, how should that carbon oil be brought? Habasal Hashem and Oil Kahanim. The oil goes to Kahanim. And we don't find, explained the Mefarshim, that after Rabbi Yehuda was made aware of what Yehuda HaKohen said, he should dispute it. So obviously even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, ultimately, that the or of the Maestris goes to the Kahanim. So that can't be the explanation of Iris Ish, Pratul Iris Hegdish. So what will be Amalei, Elamaba Maikmalei? So how will you explain that Limud that we began this sugya with of Oilus Ish Prat Oilus Hegdish? And as the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara did not want to say that it means, as the Gemara suggested, Matvis Oil Abed Kabayis, because as we explained, that explanation comes with a difficulty that we have to rely on somebody being Magdish Dovish Labo Oilam, and that wasn't the pshat that the Gemara wants to propose. Amalei, so I will explain it, says Rav Amnuna, Mekumimilei b'magdish nechasov. It's referring to a situation where somebody was magdish all of his possessions. Ukud of Yeshua, and the follows the opinion of Yeshua. The Tanan, because the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Shkolim, ha-magdish nechasov, if somebody's magdish all of his possessions. V'hoi ben behemis haruyos mizbeach. And amongst his possessions, there are animals that could be brought on the mizbeach. So says Zacharin in the Kavis. So we have amongst the males and females. Says Rabbi Lezer, Zacharin Yamachu Lutzarchi Oilus. The Zacharin should be sold for Oilus. The halacha is that the animal, as we learned earlier, has to be brought as a carbon. So here we have any animal that's unblemished that could be fit from his back, the one was magdish. That actual animal should be put on the Mizbeach. So since this animal belongs to the Bet HaKabayis, the Bet HaKabayis, says Rabbi Lezer, should sell it to someone who owes a carbon oil. Nekevis should be sold. Yemachru L'Zayra Zifrei Shlomim. The Nekevis should be sold to somebody who needs to bring a carbon Shlomim. Udmeim, and the proceeds for selling these males or females, Yiplu Imshaz Nesachim, should be taken with everything else that was Nigdash, and it should all belong to the Beit Kabayis. That is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shuaim, Zachar Atzram Yikuvayos. Even though this person was Magdash everything, certainly his intention was that anything that itself could be brought on the Mizbeach should be brought to the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Zacharim should be brought as oilus. Nekevis, what about the Nekevis? Yimachru, Lutzar Kishlomim. We can't use them for Shlomim themselves. We can't use them for oilus. Let's go one step at a time. We can't use them for oilus because the halacha is that oilus has to be a Zachar. We shouldn't bring with them Shlomim because the person, even though according to Yeshua, wanted the kabbanis, the animals, to be brought in the Mizbeach, he wanted them to be brought on the highest level of Kedusha for the Mizbeach. And what is the highest level of Kedusha we could bring to the Mizbeach? Oilus, not Shlomim. So therefore, in the Kavis, Yimachru Tzarech Shlomim, they should be sold to someone who owes a carbon Shlomim, the Yavi B'demeim Oilus, and the proceeds should be used to buy a carbon Oilus. The Shamachas, and everything else that this person owned, Yiplu Lebet HaKabayis, should be brought to the Bet HaKabayis. Says the Gemara, that a person, even though he was magdish all of his nechassim, didn't mean that they should all go to one place. He meant that the animals should go to the mizbeach where possible, and that the money or the other objects that he owned should go to the bed kabayis. Hani mili basar. That was only as far as the meat of the animals is concerned. Aval or, but when it speaks about the or, toughest. He meant that it should go to the Beit HaKabayis. Again, Rabbi Yeshua is following his opinion that you could have a division, certain parts, certain things going to certain causes. The or was always designated for the Beit HaKabayis, and the or that's designated for the Beit HaKabayis belongs to the Beit HaKabayis and not like normal or of a carbon oiler going to the Kohanim. The Gemara began with saying that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that the Pasuk Oilus Ish comes to teach us Prat Loilus Geirim, comes to school Oilus Geirim. Amalei Rav Samoy Rav Chakai Lervina Ota Gerlav Ishu. Why should the Or of Or will be different? Amalei Prat Ger Shemes Ve'en LeYarshim. It comes to school that, let's say, a Ger, and the Ger is only such an individual who could die without having any relatives, because a Yisrael, any born Jew, has some relative, but a Ger can have no relative. And the Torah is teaching us that that Ger's Oila is not treated like the carbon of an individual. It's treated like the carbon of Hegdish, and therefore the Or does not go to the Kohanim. And as the Mepharshim explained, and what is the halacha if someone passes away and he leaves Yarshim? But the oil is the oil of the person who passed away, not of the Yarshim. So the Mepharshim say as follows. Since it is the obligation of the Yarshim to bring the oil to the Beis HaMikdash, so they have, since they're the ones that brought it, they do share somehow in getting a kapara by the fact that they actually brought it, and therefore it's considered like a regular carbon oil that the Or goes to the Kohanim, whereas the Ger, it's the Hegdish that's bringing that carbon, and since the Hegdish that's bringing that carbon, the Or will not go to the Kohanim. Tanabon. Oilus Ish. Again, this is a halacha that we learned in the Mishnah that our Gemara elaborates on. Only Oilus Ish. Oilus not Gerim. We should have the word Gerim. Many we shouldn't take out the word Gerim, because why should a Gerim be different than any other Jew? Tamalama or Oilus Riba. Imkain, Mat Tamalayma, what does the term mean by Oilus Ish? Or Oilus also Ish. Only Oilus that the person gets credit for. Prat, Menushka Chutzlos Mana Chutz Makaymai, which we know that carbon is pigle or possel. Yishloye Kohanim Zakayim Ba'ira, there the Kohanim do not get a share of the Or. Continues the Braisa. Yachal Shani Marba, Shanishkata Shloy Lubshma. That the carbon oil that was brought Shaloi Lishma, oil, as we learned, for like Osla Balam, that the owners don't get credit for that carbon. The halacha should be the Loye Kahanim Zechayim Ba'ira, that the Kahanim shouldn't get a share of that Or. Tamalaymer, Ha'ara Oil Mekam Makai. Ara Oil, continues that even in that case the Kohanim are entitled to the Or. Continues the Braisa, Or Ha'Oila, Engli Ela Or Ha'Oila, Or is Kachi Kachi Minayim. How do you know that so is the Halacha by all Oris of Kachi Kachi that they go to the Kohanim? Tamaloymer Asher Hikrov. Yoko, Shani Marba Af Kachi Mikalim, that the Or of Kachi Mikalim should go to the Kohanim? Tamaloymer Oila. Ma Oila Kachi Kachim, Af Kol Kachi Kachim, that only the Kachi Kachim do Kohanim get the Or. Rishmaloymer, Or Ha'Oila, Enli Ela Ha'Oila. I would only know that the Kohanim received the Or of the Korban Oila. Or is Kachin Kachin Minayim. How do we know that so is the Halacha by all other Korbanis? Bedinu. Uma Oila Shloi Zocha B'Psara. If at a Korban Oila, where the Kohanim do not get any of the meat of the Korban, for all of the meat is burnt on the Mizbeach. Zocha B'Oira, they get from the Or. Kachin Kachin, so certainly by Kachin Kachin, says Rabbi Shmuel, Zocha B'Psara, where they get the meat, they get part of the meat. And then she's off by her, but she gets the R. Says the Gemara, Mazbech Yichiach, maybe we should bring a rise from the Mazbeach, she's off by the sort of a low Zach of R, that the Mazbeach gets the Bosser of a carbon oiler, and it doesn't get the R of a carbon oiler, so we see that the Bosser and the R do not necessarily travel together. Says the Gemara, you can't use that logic. Because Mal Mazbeach Shekhen Lo Zach of a Mixus. The Mazbeach never gets any or. Time of Kohanim Shazak B'Mitzvahs, who certainly know that the Or Ha'Oila, the Kohanim, are entitled to. And therefore we say, Hoyle V'Zach B'Mitzvahs, since they get the Or of the Korban Oila, so we say, Zach B'Kulei, they get the Or of all Kachi Kachi. A third opinion, how we know the Kohanim get the Or of all Kachi Kachi. Rabbi Omer, the pasuk was only needed to teach us the din of Or Ha'Oila. So the kam makon for everywhere else, for the halacha always is, says Rebbe, ha'or mahalach ach abasur. The or and the basur travel together. Therefore, by parma nisrafim, asirim nisrafim, we've learned about these kabbanas, and we will learn more about them in our coming shiurim, that those kabbanas are completely burnt. The halacha is hay nisrafim. The meat of these kabbanas are burnt, u arisemimon, and so to the heart of these kabbanas. Chatus v'osham, the zivche sham v'tzibur, where the halacha is that there are mekana l'kayim, they're given to the kayim as a gift. Rotsu, mashita mesoy, they could skin them before cooking the meat. Loi rotsu, if they want oichon esoy gav orim, they can eat the meat together with the hide. Kachim kalim, where by kachim kalim, the meat goes to the balam. Rotsu, therefore, the Kohanim, the owners have the right. Mashita Maisoi, they could separate the or from the basar. Rotsu, if they want, Oichalai Som, Al Gabi Orim. So by all Kabbanis, there is no need for the Torah to teach us, says Rebbe, how to deal with the or. However we deal with the basar, the or will be treated the same way. Strictly, by the Oila, says Rebbe, since the Torah says the hifshet is oil of a nitach oisol and tzachel, that we should take off the skin and chop off the meat and put it on the mizbeach. So since all of the meat is put on the mizbeach, we would think that yochel loyeh kahanim zoychayim va'oroi, that the kahanim shouldn't get a shear of the or. Tamaloyim or oil shekel, that even though the kahanim don't get the meat, they get the or. Interesting, there are bissa zamen and the sefer Evan also says what's going to be the nafkamina between these different approaches. According to the first approach that says that the halacha of Or is a separate halacha that the Torah teaches us, the second two approaches connect the Or to the Basar. Says Rav Zalman, the Nafkamina is, if we connect the Or to the Basar, whatever will be the halacha regarding the Basar will be the halacha regarding the Or. And therefore, he says, according to these opinions, as we began our share today, when we speak about a Tful Yoyin, an Oinim, a Mechusu Kippurim, that they don't get a share of the basar, they won't get a share of the or. The first approach that learned it from a special din in the Torah, that the or goes to the Kohanim, it could be that even though the Kohanim that have these disqualifications won't get a share of the basar, but they would get a share of the oil. Continue the Braisa, lo yiyah. The Torah says, lo yiyah, prat, lutfoyoyim, mechusu kippurim v'oinim. Shiachol, La Yisku Vasashu Lechila, Yisku Va'or, Shaina Lechila, Tamaloima, La Yia, Kratam Chosuk Purim, Tful Yoim Va'oilan, that they don't get a share of the Or. Ask the Gemara, the Tanakhama that learned that the Kaihanim get the Or, learned it from a Pasik, from all, like the Kaihanim get the Or of all Kachikachim from a Pasik. Why couldn't he learn it logically as Rebbe and Rebbe Shmuel did? But Tanakhama Nami typically in Medina. So the Gemara, even though he could have learned it logically, we have many times in the Gemara, Milsi the Aspikav Choymer, Torah of Kosmo Krah, the Torah mentioned the Pasuk explicitly because the Kavah Choymer, as we've explained many times, could be refuted. Something that we learn in a Pasuk is irrefutable. Rebbe Shmuel, that learned it from a Kavah Choymer, Haya Sheikr my Avadlei. What will he use that pasuk to teach us? He's going to teach us prakut for yoyim v'chusuk v'purim v'aynin that they don't get, not only not do they not get a share in the basar, but they don't get a share in the ar. The typically, why can't Rabbi Shmuel learn from La Yiyah? Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Tamei. Rabbi Shmuel needs the La Yiyah for a different purpose. Don Rabbi Yochim Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Nam v'ayla La Yiyah. The Torah uses the words La Yiyah by carbon ayla. V'nam v'asham, the Torah uses the words La Yiyah by carbon asham. Malol, and just like by Karban Asham, the halacha is at Smaisa Mutarim, even though the meat becomes subject to Nicer, if it was left past its expiration time, a day and a night, it doesn't apply to the bones. Afkan, so too by Karban Oila, at Smaisa Mutarim, the bones of the Karban Oila remain Mutar. Nut says the Gemara Mufni. This Kseir Shava must be a situation where the Pasik is superfluous, because as we've learned, a Gzeres Shavah with a Pasuk is superfluous. Even if one can question the Gzeres Shavah, the Gzeres Shavah still stands. But if it's a Gzeres Shavah with a Pasuk is not superfluous, if there's a question that could be asked, it'll fall. Says the Gemara, this Gzeres Shavah must be Gzeres Shavah where a Pasuk is extra. Dilay Mufna Ikala Mifra, Mal Ashan, Shekem Besara Mutta. By Ashan, the meat may be eaten. Whereas by Karban Oila, we know the meat is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. And therefore, you can't necessarily compare oila to carbon asham. Only, says the Gemara, because la yia, the word la yia that the Torah uses by carbon oila, kray seru, is superfluous, to teach us this thing. And therefore, according to Bishma, la yia is not available, therefore the word la yia is not available to teach us the halacha of tfil yoyim, chusuk purim, and onion.